Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Time for an update from Great Western Mining. Ed Loy is the chief executive there, and I should mention that I'm also a non-executive director, but Ed's the main driving force. He joins us now to tell us what's been going on. Ed, how are you doing?
Yeah, thanks. Good to be back, Alistair. A lot been going on.
Yeah, good to see you. So a lot been going on. Tell us, first of all, about your recent trip to the Nevada assets of Great Western Mining. You've spent some significant time out there. What have you found and what does it mean?
Well, we've got the drilling coming up in July, so we had to do a lot of work on the ground ahead of that in terms of ground preparation, choosing our provisional collars. We also wanted to get a lot more detailed mapping done. We had a geophysics team out there too, looking at the density differentials between our host rocks and the bounding rocks. We also put together a large bulk sample too that we've sent off, and more on that later. We're good to go. We did some good nighttime prospecting with a high strength shortwave UV light to see whether some of our outlier, as well as our known deposits, how they look like in terms of their scheelite, i.e. the tungsten ore distribution. Very encouraging results at surface.
I mean, the focus at Great Western these days really is on the tungsten, isn't it? You've been shooting some interesting videos on your trip to illustrate the potential there.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is what's so tantalizing about the assets that Great Western hold, is that the tungsten mineralization that was exploited for a very short period of time in the early 20th century has still potential. You know, they didn't really go to much depth underground. These were surface scratchings. And of course, it is spilling out at surface. It is at surface. If somebody wanted to mine it tomorrow, they could. But of course, in the modern world, we have to obviously delineate the deposit responsibly to support a long mine life, for example. So yes, great showings at surface. Can't wait to get drilling. The extent of these surface occurrences are pretty broad. We know that they do expose for a good 1 kilometer strike, and then there's potential for that to extend another 2 kilometers to our M2 copper resource. So we're keen to delineate that at the same time as we're doing the drilling on the Defender to Pine Chrome section.
I mean, these videos that you've been posting on LinkedIn, Ed, they are quite something to see. The way the mineralization shows up under a special kind of light that you apply in the darkness of the mine there. It looks like a kind of alternative universe shining out back towards you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's really interesting, is that we went during a new moon to make sure that it was very dark. Obviously, if we had the moonlight, that would obviously take the intensity down. So you would look up into the sky and see galaxies and stars and what have you. But it was amazing to actually see that similar sort of texture in the rocks underneath your feet as well. So, yeah, really, really interesting to witness that. But of course, yeah, really encouraging and indicative of what we're likely to encounter at depth with the drill bit.
So we're talking here about Defender Pine Crow, but there's also Dogod as well, isn't there? What's that? That we haven't heard so much about that one.
Yes, so we did quite a lot of research, because as much as I like to do the modern exploration techniques in terms of geophysics and mapping, what have you, I also like to delve into archives. So I do like to look at the history. I do like to dig up a lot of that info from Nevada Museum or other kind of sources. in terms of you know, what happened in the past, how did they mine it? And of course, there's a lot of evidence, you know, well curated in Nevada about their mining heritage. So it was cool to get into that. Yeah, fascinating. And it's encouraging just to know that it's been revisited. It was visited before, it had been mined before. But it was only down to mothballing during at the end of the Second World War, and no one's been back since until we've been there, you know.
Yeah, so lots of potential all over the place. And that potential is about to be a little bit more clearly delineated through the bulk sample that's been sent off. Tell us about that.
So, yeah, just going back to your Doe God thing, it's really interesting that we found out that that intermediate exposure was called that. Where that name came from, I don't really know. I have found out since that apparently leftover bits of bread that was sort of like a Western delicacy that they would just like use almost like a rusks or something similar to that. That's what they used to call those little bits of dough. You know, I thought it was that, you know, maybe they made a mean pizza there or something. But anyway, fascinating name. Very broad mineralization at Doe God. We know that the skarn there is at least 60 meters thick across strike. And of course, the small trench that we did before Christmas was only a tiny bit of that exposure. We only did a few meters, whereas we've just done another trench across that, and we'll be releasing the results of that it very soon too.
Right. So that trenching is an exciting prospect news-wise. What else have we got to look forward to in terms of news flow then?
Well, I'm kind of answering your kind of questions, one question behind. But yeah, we have the MET study underway. So we did send a bulk sample of 750 kilos to ERIS, which is a well-known small batch flotation specialist within the US, based in Erie, Pennsylvania. They're going to demonstrate that this type of host rock for scheelite can be targeted, ground to a specific size, and the scheelite concentrated through flotation via an established flow sheet. We are going to demonstrate that. So again, it's like a proof of concept. Again, it's that we want to keep reiterating that this material is at surface. If you were to extract it, there is a conventional way to concentrate it to that target mineral.
So the drilling is coming up. Remind us what the plan is there.
The drilling, well, we are doing at least 7,000 feet of drilling, or just let's just call it around 2,000 meters of drilling. We are doing a tight fence between Doe God and Defender, so a strike of about 600 meters. We are going to demonstrate the continuity, hopefully, of that in terms of laterally and at depth to construct our maiden resource estimate to put that together. We have engaged Addison Mining to be our CP and to author the MRE. So they have now joined with us to both advise and undertake that work to deliver the MRE by end of year.
So, will the 2,000 meters of drilling be enough for the resource, or will there need to be more follow-up work?
Depending on how the results come out, we would like to maybe do two or three diamond validation holes. Of course, we will have the support of the machine cut trenches that we did as well, which will be part of the resource. But of course, even if we do need to do some diamond validation to upgrade the resource, perhaps from inferred to indicated, we are fu fully funded to do that too as well. And if necessary, we could do that follow-up diamond validation within September, October. So we have another contractor lined up for that if we needed to do that. Ongoing, we are still well funded to do any other infill into the new year as well.
So lots to be thinking about there, plenty to be getting on with in the USA. There's an OTC listing, and you're off to Washington as well, as I understand it, to meet some useful people.
Yes, I'm at the Project Blue Aerospace and Defense Summit in Washington next week, Tuesday, Wednesday. I have a few meetings around that organized as well. Very encouraging, looking forward to going and highlighting and displaying what we have, meeting some key personnel there. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's where we have to be, and our message needs to be out there. It needs to get through to the right people. You know, there are a few tungsten assets coming to the fore, whether that's within the US or further afield, but we need to show that even though we're kind of early stage, we have all of the positive metrics to be noticed and have support to be fast-tracked.
So we've talked about the news flow. Perhaps to close us out, Ed, you could just outline your broader vision for Great Western and its tungsten potential. Where do you see the company heading?
I see the company heading to development. I do see that we have near-term production potential, which is really exciting. And again, I'll reiterate, this is a type of tungsten occurrence, a type of tungsten ore that has been exploited and proven before. You know, there is developed flow sheets for this that were developed by Union Carbide back in the day. Of course, that's what we're willing to show with this network. We would like to be part of this story, you know, whether it's us or another project, another more advanced project. We know that we could be in that scene. You know, we're open for possible collaboration. We know that there is a need to reshore critical minerals to not only the US, but to the West. And if we can highlight deposits that are easily winnable in mining-friendly jurisdictions, then why not develop these?
Why not indeed? For now, Ed, we wish you all the best with your programs and plans for the summer. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.